Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and in this half hour of the Motown Memories Show, we'll be featuring songs from the 1970s, one per year, starting with 1970. We'll hear from the Jackson 5, the Supremes, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, the Miracles, and Thelma Houston. Well, first up, the Jackson 5. Well, one story often reported in the media at the time was that Motown superstar Diana Ross had discovered the group and brought them to Berry Gordy's attention, the founder of Motown Records. Well, it is true that the Jackson 5 were the opening act by Diana Ross in the Supremes during a fall 1969 show at the Forum in Inglewood, California. And it's also true that the group's first album was entitled Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5. But in recent years, all parties involved had denied that Diana actually found the group. She was quoted as saying that, "No, I didn't discover them." Well, Motown artists Bobby Taylor, a Bobby Taylor of the Vancouver's fame, and Gladys Knight are acknowledged as early boosters of the Jackson 5, and they apparently told Berry Gordy about the brothers from Gary, Indiana. Well, Diana did figure in the group's destiny, however. After they were signed to Motown, the five Jacksons moved to Hollywood for a year of rehearsals. During that time, some of the Jacksons lived with Berry Gordy, and the others, including Michael Jackson, lived in Diana Ross's home. Well, here are the Jackson 5 with their second number one song, the first from 1970, ABC, right here on Motown Memory. 1970!
With Tom Fowler.
1971.
Floyd,
That was the Supremes. After Diana Ross had left the group, that was Floyd Joy, and they reached number 16 from 1971. And we started with that number one from the Jackson 5, ABC, number one from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're cutting down one song per year from 1970 to as long as we can go before the hour is up. Well, coming up, the very first song that Michael Jackson ever released on his own while he was continuing to record from the Jackson 5, this is the 1972 song Got to Be There. Well, in the years since Michael Jackson made his first national television appearance with his brothers at the age of 11, he has evolved from a singing and dancing soul music prodigy into the self-proclaimed but widely acknowledged King of Pop. Well, as a musician, he has ranged from Motown's snappy dance fare and lush ballads to techno-edged New York swing to work that incorporates both funk rhythms and hard rock guitar. Well, here is Michael right here on Motown Memories.
1972.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
1973.
Tom at MotownMemories at yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories at yahoo.com. 1974.
Nothing.
That was Stevie Wonder. With the Jackson 5 in the background doing vocals, You Haven't Done Nothing, and that reached number one from 1974. Before that, Marvin Gaye with a classic song, Let's Get It On, number one from 1973. And we started with Michael's first solo, Got to Be There, number four from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature one song for each year in the 1970s. We started with 1970, and coming up, 1975, the Miracles' number one song with Love Machine, and this is part one. Well, Standing Alone, Love Machine with a synthesizer-heavy, pulsing disco hit. It was too long to release as a single, so Motown divided it into two parts, and the first half became the hit single, part one. Well, Love Machine Part 1 entered the Hot 100 list at number 90 on October 25, 1975, and it took 19 weeks to reach the top of the chart. And it remained on the Hot 100 for 28 weeks, making it the most successful single in the 16-year chart history of the Miracles. It was also the last Miracles single to chart. Well, in 1977, the group left Motown and signed to Columbia Records, but nothing happened to them after that. Well, here is that number one, Love Machine, part one, right here on Motown Memories.
1975.
Oh,
Thelma Houston with her number one smash, Don't Leave Me This Way, that reached number one from 1976. Before that, a number one from 75, The Miracles with Love Machine Part 1. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we've featured Motown songs, one per year from 1961 up through 1976. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information on some of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.